That's called Feedback, and it's by Janet Jackson, and it's right here on KC Drive 107.7, right here with me, Brad, in the second hour. We're in second gear. You're in the fast lane. If you love it, we play it. Taylor Swift, Blank Space, and Family Affair by Mary J. Blige. So I got some Miley Cyrus coming up on three of the best. The Urban Explosion, Jive After 5, News on the Hour, second and final sports bulletin for the afternoon, and loads more you can look forward to right here in the company of KC 107.7. I want to say hi to Tiffany. Thanks for listening, Tiffany. Appreciate it. And then Sharon, celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday to you. Hope you have a wonderful day further. Thanks for listening right here on KC 107.7. Now, today on KC Drive, as mentioned on Facebook and as mentioned in the previous hour, we are celebrating one of South Africa's proudest exports, Chenin Blanc, and the people behind its global success. Joining me on the line is Johan Jordan, cellar master at Speer, and recently named the world's best Chenin Blanc winemaker. We're going to be chatting about the rise of this versatile grape, his journey in winemaking, and some advice, of course, for the youngsters that's listening that are interested in a career in this particular industry. Johan, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on The Drive Show. Really appreciate it. Welcome.
Thank you, Brad. Yes, thank you for having me, and hello to everyone that's listening.
It's lovely having you, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. How was your weekend?
It's probably the same as everyone's, a bit dark, a bit cold.
Yeah.
Typically red wine weather, one would think, but don't forget the heavier styles of white, which you can also drink year-round, like a barrel-fermented Chenin Blanc or barrel-fermented Chardonnay.
So you guys had a free wine tasting guide by Johan, just free, live on radio. We'll make this conversation available as a podcast on our app, guys. Let's get into it, Johan. Chenin Blanc has come a long way in South Africa when you look at the country. What's contributed to its rise as this respected sort of single varietal, both locally and abroad? What would you say?
I think coming from the market back to South Africa, there's been so much pressure for a long time that South Africa must have its own grape, its own wine that people can link to it. You know, like New Zealand has Sauvignon Blanc and Burgundy, which is not a country, but a region has Chardonnay. The USA also has got Chardonnay. Germany's got Riesling. So Chenin Blanc was what sort of naturally stood out for us. And the market has asked us, you know, hang your hat on this. And then I think we've accepted the challenge. It's always been the most planted grape variety in South Africa. So it would be no-brainer just to follow, to what they asked.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the emphasis that we put on the varietal. So South Africa, we typically drink Sauvignon Blanc year-round. And I've always said if we can just give Chenin Blanc a tenth of the attention that we give Sauvignon Blanc in terms of wine making, we can make wines that will really appeal to people's palates and to what they like to drink. So Sauvignon Blanc typically more fresh, more acidic, and Chenin Blanc typically more fruity, less acidic, but almost light in general terms.
Yeah,
it's also a good wine for our climate in South Africa, and internationally it's been so successful because it's not Chardonnay, it's not Pinot Gris, it's not Sauvignon Blanc.
Yeah.
Something different. And people like new things and being different.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have a lot of guys that are listening that are into their wine tastings enthusiastically. So I know that this type of content and conversation means a lot to some of the audience that we are serving this afternoon, especially coming out of the weekend. So, Johan, what is your role of a cellar master actually involved? How did your own journey in winemaking begin, just briefly?
Yes, yeah, so I grew up in a small town called Rosenville, which is just over the mountain from Paul.
Yeah.
I grew up on a wine farm, and then I went to study winemaking at Elsenburg. And initially, I wanted to become an engineer, but sometimes your life chooses for you. And then I ended up at Speer in 2007. It's just my second winemaking job.
Yeah.
And I've been here since. So I was first a red winemaker, and then I've got promoted to the position of cellar master in 2021. And a cellar master has got a lot of work to do, but luckily I've got a very good team that works with me. So I'm responsible for all the vineyards that we farm or that we buy. and responsible for all the grape purchases, responsible for all the wines that we make, and then also some other administrative duties.
Mm. So what was it like being named the world's best Chenin Blanc winemaker? What does a recognition like that mean to you, both personally and professionally, Johan?
I think on a personal level, you strive to do something really nice and something really interesting in wine or making wine, but very often is where the grapes are grown, how it's been farmed, that gives you that result. So for me, it's a real testimony to the effort that we put in as winemakers at Speer and farming the grapes that we make into wine. So as much as I want to take all this recognition for myself, it's a massive team effort, and I'm just happy to be part of this team. And it's been coming, I've been working here for 17 years, so no wine was made yesterday. Everything has been made over time, and sometimes just the stars just align. So we're extremely grateful,
Absolutely. So what kind of advice, Johan, would you give to young people that are listening now to this conversation and listening to your voice, who may be curious about a career in winemaking? What would you say?
I'm so happy you're asking me this question, because we're so concerned that the younger people are not drinking. But I'm sure they do what they do. As a young winemaker myself, I was very curious. Firstly, I think about working in a cellar environment. Growing up on a farm, we know how to work with grapes and vines and stuff. But coming from that background, I wanted to learn, know more about wine and winemaking. So I was very curious. And then trying to show people what you make and be proud of what you make. So it's a very creative process. It's sometimes a very unrewarding process, because not everyone likes what you make. But that's the journey. You have to learn what people like, what your vineyard can do, what you can do as a person, and then you must be patient. Wine taught me a hell of a lot of patience, especially red wines. And but it's a very exciting journey to become a winemaker and continuously learn from what nature gives us.
Yeah, thank you so much for the time this afternoon, and thanks for sharing your experience, your journey, your expertise with us this afternoon on Drive. We appreciate your time on KC107.7, and we wish you, your family, your close friends, your team, everything of the best for the rest of the year, and we'll check in with you soon again.
Thank you, Brad. It was really a big privilege. I appreciate it.
The same for us. Thanks, Johan. Have a wonderful day further. We'll talk to you soon.
Cheers.
Thanks. Bye-bye. We like bringing the experts in and learning more about their journeys, and, you know, also sharing advice, riglyne, for those of us that do have a passion for following in Johan's footsteps. So I'd like to say thanks to Johan Jordaan again, cellar master at Speer, reminding us that South Africa is not, you know, only the talent, but the story as well, and the soil to compete with the world's best. We wish him and his team everything of the best. KC Drive, right here with me, Brad.